Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's 7 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Mark Fry with the news here until 3. I'm not on my game today, so if I screw up more than normal, I apologize. Another migraine. Migraines are back in my life, and big migraine, I hate you. I started having migraines when I was younger, then they went away, then late 20s they came back, and for about 15, 20 years they were a part of my life. And then they went away for whatever reason, and now I had about half dozen or so this year. Starts with blurred vision. Ruin the day, still dealing with bad headache right now. And so we've turned all the lights off in the studio. Dave, how would you describe this setting right now?
Moody.
Setting the mood?
Yeah, it feels moody. It feels, you know, normally it's bright in here.
Yep.
Kind of a happy feeling. Now everything's dark. It's shadowy right on your face. I can see your face is lit up only by the computer screen in front of you.
I look better.
Not going to fight that.
Yeah, thank you. Jeez, looking for a boost. Yeah, we've got your screens lit up. We got the two windows. That's it. So trying to deal with the headache situation. So if you have migraines, I am sorry. If you found a way to get rid of migraines, text me 651-461-9226. Or if it's a longer explanation, an email, chad.hartman@odyssey.com, because I would love to rid myself of these, but I know millions and millions suffer from them. I know almost every time it's just a part of life. Sometimes they can be an indicator of something wrong. I certainly hope that is not the equation here, but if I'm a little less, let's say if it's the over-under number of mistakes, if it's maybe higher, you might have an explanation. We're going to start with the purple, but also what happened in my house yesterday. I'm watching one of many games this weekend, which I consumed either in total or in part, where a Minnesota team was playing what we think is an inferior opponent.
Sure.
Vikings-Jags, aren't you fairly convinced now the Vikings are the superior team?
Yes, I am.
When Miami comes to town and they don't have Jimmy Butler, the Wolves are the superior team,
Wolves
right?
Should get that W.
When the Wild are playing as well as they are and the Blackhawks are as inept or as young as they are, the Wild are the...
This ain't Chicago of a decade or so ago.
And Rutgers is better than I think some people thought, but the Gophers are the better team, right?
Yes.
Okay. So 4 for 4, we'll get to more of that with Chip Scoggins. At 2:05, I'm in. I'm watching the Vikings game. I'm tweeting. I'm checking on Q. We're doing stuff. We're having lunch. Boom! Power goes out. Power goes out. My first move, of course, is to neighbor Bill. I text Bill, did you lose power? Yes. Then he sends me an estimate from XL saying 5:15. How do they know so fast? By the way, this is about 2. How do they know? And do you buy it?
I could see them having a general idea if they're able to figure out exactly, you know, very quickly where something failed, what failed, how long it takes to get a crew out there and fix something up.
They would later update it to 3:30.
That's much better.
Much better. And then I had left, and then soon after I left, the migraine kicked in, which ruined the plans. But it came back about that time. So I have a question for you. Who turned the power off in my neighborhood? 651-461-9226. Who can I blame? Maybe let's phrase it that way. Who can I blame for the power going out in the neighborhood? Obvious suggestions. Donald Trump, he's mad. I'm a member of the media. The majority owner of this company is George Soros. I didn't vote for him. He's just, I'm enemy within, enemy of the state, member of the media. It's Donald Trump.
Why not put it past Kamala Harris, frankly? You were not exactly kind to her campaign at times.
There we go.
She's only got a few months left in this VP position. Yep. Start making some moves.
I can blame Kamala. Mm-hmm. Because all the things you just said. How about Biden?
Why not?
I ripped Biden for 2 years. By the way, that's right. By the way, that's right. And the other ones, too. But hold on. Let me get my shoulder back inside. Yeah, Joe. Boy, he looked good on the beach yesterday, didn't he? Did you see the footage of him on the beach?
I missed it from yesterday.
Oh, you need to see
I've seen enough of him on the beach.
At first, some of the photographers thought he was joking. I'm not convinced, but my strong lean is he wasn't joking. He was borderline falling down on the beach.
Well, that sand is tough to walk on.
Who can I blame? Someone who was trying to help me out so I wouldn't have to watch more of the Vikings-Jaguars game.
Maybe it was your father.
Big
divine intervention.
Yeah. Big Jaguar was saying, we're forced to watch this all the time. We don't. And by the way, I did want to hear that Jaguar sound. Luckily, they were so horrible, even they couldn't play in that position.
It was scaring Mac Jones throughout the second half.
Who should I blame for the power going off? Third item. Is it time to embrace the Sam Darnold experience? Some are upset now because it's 5 interceptions in the last 2 games. 3 for 3 yesterday, all throwing to Justin Jefferson. By the way, is he feeling a little pressure from JJ, who's acting a little bit more like your temperamental wide receiver with some of the body language lately?
Diva? Are you claiming Diva?
He's not. He's not to prime Diva level.
Mm-hmm.
But you're seeing a few more signs out of JJ that, yes, I am a star wide receiver. Is Sam Darnold feeling some of that heat? Yeah, the crossing route. Right, the quick in route where the Jags player made a good play.
Mm-hmm.
Then the play in the end zone where I still don't think it was an interception. Did you think that was an interception?
No.
And I also think what hurt the Vikings on that one, it's the Vikings-Jags, so they got like 4 cameras working the game. It's actually an interesting point because if you're more of a profile game, and thank God we keep giving us the Cowboys in the national game.
Yes, it's very
exciting.
Thank
God, because they may now be the worst team in football.
Yes, we're all able to see now Mike McCarthy's soul just leave his body.
Right, so let's give us 30 cameras in that game and 17 in the Vikings game. It's bizarre, but it's true. I don't know if the disparity is that much, but there are significantly more cameras, like for like the Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Than that Vikings.
They've got cameras in every blade of grass on Sunday.
How about those Texans uniforms? My God, they should have had to forfeit the game. They look like the WFL from the 70s. What clownish uniforms. And then the last one is just a terrible interception when he's trying to throw it across the field, and it doesn't even come close. So Sam Darnold is who we suspected Sam Darnold is. I think we should just ride the roller coaster, baby. You know, you're going, and you know, if you're not paying attention, it keeps going. And at some, you know, you get the wee. Then that's a touchdown to JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it goes up again, that's an interception. And then you're going tick 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 tick. And then wee, another good throw to Hockenson. Why not just roll the dice and have fun with it?
You don't have much choice. You're already locked onto the roller coaster. The bar's down. The straps are over your shoulders.
That's right.
Good luck to you.
Because if you think you want to bring in conservative Nick Mullins, I mean, he's the craziest. He's the not sanctioned roller coaster. That is Nick Mullins.
It's a frequent group text between my father, brother, and myself on a Viking Sunday. My father was calling for Nick Mullins yesterday at halftime.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Who is who'd they sign again? They brought in some other veteran. I mean, Sam Darnold is who Sam Darnold is. And I get KOC. He's saying what he should say. We're with you, Sam. I never wavered. What else is he supposed to say? That's KOC. Optimistic, ebullient, pumping his guys up. Do you think he feels that way all the time behind the scenes? Hell no. Are there times he's back there and is going, what the bleep is he doing? Sure. And it sounds like he's willing to do that a little bit behind the scenes, but not publicly. Did we figure out who else they signed?
Brett Rypien is the third stringer.
Well, if it was Mark Rypien in the 90s, I'd say make the change.
That would be okay. Brett's what, his nephew, I think?
I don't know.
That's good enough.
I was just going to ask you.
I think it's a nephew situation.
I don't think we have a lot of Rippins in the world, do we?
Not a ton.
Isn't he on Yellowstone? No, that's Rip. Are you into Yellowstone?
No, I'm not.
I like Yellowstone. I didn't watch last night, but I found out by now it's everywhere. He gone. Are you just going to accept the experience of Sam Darnold? And I'll ask it this way because I'm giving you multiple items. I like to occasionally come out with the multiple items. It's a January playoff game because they're making the playoffs. 0 to 10, what is your trust level in Sam Darnold? What's Sam's middle name? Is he Samuel? Are most Sams Samuel? Seems like they should be.
This one is.
Okay.
Samuel Richard Darnold.
Okay. What is your trust level in Samuel Richard Darnold in a playoff game? So key points. If you have some way to help me with a migraine, thank you. If you want to elaborate a little bit more, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. If you ever want to send me an email, praise, criticizing, information, most importantly, invite to Pine Valley, invite to Cypress, invite to Augusta, invite to Seminole, your Halle Berry, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. Who should I blame for the power going out at my place? Maybe causing me stress and then maybe causing me the migraine.
I'm sure that's what happened.
I really wasn't stressed out, though. And 0 to 10, your trust level in the Sam Darnold roller coaster experience when it's January and it's a playoff game, 0 to 10. If you would like to elaborate on any of these, call in. We'd love some calls. Dave's going to screen you. We want some good info. If you'd rather text, that's fine also. If you want to go online and you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, what do you do, Dave? You just hit that microphone, right?
That's right. Yeah, you're listening to a CCO on the Odyssey app. You see the little microphone icon. Boom, click that. And that'll walk you through getting 30 seconds of whatever you have to say that it'll send right to us, and maybe you'll hear yourself on the air.
That'd be great. All sorts of options here on the home of the Twins, WCCO.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How we're going to feel about the economy with Donald Trump?
I think that's about right.
Yeah? Let's hope we all go richer. I mean, you're already there.
For some of us, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. What is our theme today?
Tony Bennett starts us off, along with being obviously the legendary singer. Also served with the Army. He was drafted at the end of World War II, served in Europe.
Right.
Battle of the Bulge, I believe he was a part of. We've got musicians, artists who also are military veterans.
We are going to discuss Veterans Day, the last couple segments, where at that time I want you to text or call in. And tell us about a veteran in your life who you're proud of. And also, we'll get a little bit into the Michael Strahan controversy, if it really is a controversy. We clicked it on. Q loved it. Q didn't notice Strahan. I got to be honest, I didn't notice Strahan. It just looked like all sorts of people paying attention to our national anthem. But it's become a story. Okay, so a few things we're talking about. Suffering from a migraine from yesterday, still dealing with the effects. If you have ways to help me, because a lot of people have migraines. Have you ever had one?
I've not. And
keep it that
knock
way.
On whatever this is.
Who should I blame for the power going out in my neighborhood? And I need more on this. The Sam Darnold experience, is it time to just embrace it? You can chime into that. And then 0 to 10, what is your trust level, Sam, in a January playoff game? I'll go right now. It's a 4.
4 out of 10?
Yep, 4 out of 10. Because I still just think he is who he is. He's been better than expected. He can make some really good throws.
Mm-hmm.
He is elusive. But, man, and again, other quarterbacks have bad throws. It's not like if Mahomes is here, everything's perfect. I mean, Goff had 5 interceptions. It just... There is the inexplicable 4 or 5 throws with Darnold where the guy seemingly is right in front of him. And you're like, what? So I'd say my trust level is 4 for Darnold.
I think that's a very fair number. I thought you'd go lower. 4 is kind. I mean, after yesterday.
Yeah. I'm wounded.
Well, they get about 800 yards of total offense and 12 points.
Yeah, I've got that data. They had the ball.
6 hours.
8 of their 10 drives ended up in Jacksonville territory. 402 yards to 143. 82 plays. 47 in Jacksonville territory. Time of possession, 59 minutes, 55 seconds. The Jags had 5 seconds. And they scored 12 points.
When Fox threw up the stat, it must have been early, midway through the fourth quarter, that the Vikings had more plays in Jacksonville territory than the Jags had altogether.
That was wow.
My goodness. And they were still down 7-6, I think, at that point.
Don't take on big power. Yeah, that's why the power went up. Multiple people suggesting Botox. for the migraine.
Yeah. Caller did that off air, right, saying their daughter who suffers from migraines has had success with the Botox injections.
I blame Bush. Like, people, okay, so like Bush was at the Cowboys game. And he was there because he's honoring the military. And Dem's still mad at him. He's made it very clear where he stands on Donald Trump, right?
I think so.
So, didn't vote for W. Didn't rave about his administration, I can assure you that. But as a human being, I think he's a quality person. And I don't think he's an awful person if he doesn't come out and support Harris. He's a Republican through and through. And he didn't vote for Donald Trump. And he's still helping out charitable causes. I think that's still a pretty good gesture, even though I thought he had some catastrophic events happen during his administration. Sam Donald. I should blame Sam for the power going out, just to avoid us talking about him.
Perhaps one of his wayward passes caught a transponder somewhere.
Could be. The Odyssey, the company. Heinz Big Ketchup has finally came out after me. That's why the power went out.
Mm.
Take some ownership. Pay your bills, bottom feeder. I did for a second think, wait, have I just forgotten to pay this bill? Let's see.
What if it's your neighbor? What if he's sick and tired of you taking advantage of his handyman abilities and he pulled a little fast one on you, knowing you'd text him right away? Yeah, it's out at my house, too. It's unbelievable.
It could be. Neighbor Bill, he's just got the switch. I'm not a doctor, and I didn't stay at the Holiday Inn Express last night, but there are myriad of causes of migraines. Do you ever consider an allergy? Well, yeah, I've been tested for allergies before. It's just very weird times when they pop up. A lot of times they happen on golf courses, and I'll play 50 rounds a year, and so four times it'll happen. If I was allergic to what's happened on golf course, it wouldn't happen 50 times. Come on, dude. Spoiler alert. Come on, dude. By the way, I didn't spoil much. And if you're paying any attention, you know what's going on. I've also had lifelong migraines with flashing. I started writing that when I ate and drank in the hours leading up to it. For me, cutting off caffeine helped a lot. I guess I'll have to start doing that. You know me. I don't have caffeine. The only time I really have caffeine is if I have pop. And I did today have a Pepsi because I was feeling myself. So yeah. I wanted to have a Pepsi.
Make things better or worse?
Boosted my spirits a little bit.
That counts as better.
Yeah. Did JJ complain a lot causing Darnold to throw his way? Was he targeting him when he threw the picks? He was every time. He threw it to him 9 times, same as Hockenson. But it was pretty clear that the last few games, Jefferson hasn't been thrilled. Give Darnold one more half. If he stinks the first half, like he has the last 2 games, play a different quarterback in the second half.
No.
No. It's Nick Mullins. You really want Nick Mullins? No. More magnesium. Okay. Somebody talk about Imitrex. I ran out of Imitrex. Laura Oaks, great human being, just brought me in an Imitrex. Somebody else who's important in my life has given me another type of medication to try to help out. So I thank folks for that. Darnold had a migraine. Chiropractor. Well, I'm seeing someone today to try to help me out. What's your number on trusting Darnold?
I think 4 is a very fair number.
That's it?
I mean, he's been obviously better for the Vikings than he's ever been in his career. So give him credit for this season, especially early on looking. I mean, early on after 3-4 weeks when the early numbers and, you know, the odds to win the MVP, he was like 4th in the league.
Yeah. You're right.
It was ridiculous. We knew that wouldn't last, but that's still darn impressive for a guy who's had his career to have that resurgence early on. And certainly, you know, things have not gone as well the last few weeks, but yeah, 4, 5, that seems fine. If you put him against Mahomes in the Super Bowl, I'm taking Mahomes.
Yeah, shocker. Okay, let's talk mass deportations. Trump named His guy, his borders are today. He's a hard ass on immigration. He will talk the talk. If you want people removed from this country, if you want a tougher border, he's going to give you the verbiage. I want you to tell me how this works. How realistic is it? Are you excited by this? Are you fearful of this? Mass deportation talk on CCO when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.